worship you. We worship you. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Glory. Thank you, Minister Posada. Thank you, Brother Kwame. Hallelujah. You may be seated in the presence. Oh. By way of announcements, this Saturday, January the 19th, 18, will be canceled due to the QLM banquet. When I came in, this will be a business casual banquet, but it's nevertheless a banquet as we celebrate what God is doing in our midst. I noticed that there's still some tickets left. Pastor Lucia, how many do you have there? So I noticed we still have some left. So whosoever is willing to take them and pass them out, give them to somebody, amen, please do so. We want to fill the house. We always want to fill the house. Dad wants his house to be full. Hallelujah. And so we have 16 left. That's from off of the table, no more on the table. Amen. So make sure you take some. Give it to, you know, a loved one. Give it to somebody on the bus. Give it to somebody at the job. Put it on their desk at the restaurant. Just slip one on the table and keep walking. Or you can have a conversation with them if you so desire. But welcome the people. How many have passed some out already? Okay, thank you. Thank you for passing. JoJo, you passed some out, Joseph Henry? Praise God. Amen. And I believe, yes, Brother Caleb and Sister Michaela, they were passing them out at the restaurant. Hallelujah. Accosting people, I think that's a word. Yeah. Here, praise God. And I heard Sister Michaela was speaking to somebody in Spanish, sharing it with them. That's awesome. That is awesome. Praise God. And so on that note, we're expecting a glorious time. And so invite men, invite women too. That's fine. We hope to pray that all of you will be here. And if you're not here, all the men will protest on Sunday and not come to church. We'll be out in the parking lot somewhere. Licking our wounds because y'all didn't participate in what we're trying to do. No, I'm just being silly. But we're going to have a blessed time. And if you come, I'm sure you're going to be blessed. We always, every time we do something, God always shows up. But every time we do something special, he always comes in a unique way and fashion to minister. And we are forever grateful afterwards and excited about what he did and looking forward to the next opportunity for him to do it again. Hallelujah. Amen. So anyways, with that being shared, and as an update on Sister Latonya, I hope I'm pronouncing it right, Mitchell, the surgery went well even as we were praying, and they were able to remove the head tumor with no complications. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. And so she is recovering fine and was released from the hospital yesterday, the 15th. They won't be performing surgery for the spots found in her chest and are recommending other treatments. And she thanks everyone for their prayers and support. And that's from Minister Killings, his mother-in-law. So we thank God for that. We just want to, when I say want to, sometimes I get caught in that because want can mean lack. But in this want is desire, you know. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not. Okay, that means lack. But this is the desire to see more of the manifestation of God. And it won't happen by doing the same things you've been doing. It obviously requires something extra. You know, it's like the disciples, because they cast out devils before. This is why they were so shocked when they couldn't cast out the devil of that little boy. And they went to Jesus and said, how come we couldn't do it? We've done this before. We healed the sick. I mean, we raised the dead. We cast out devils. Freely you gave to us, and freely we released to others. I mean, this one, why didn't this one work? But you never get you never get moved in the sense to where it implants an element of doubt that filters from your mind to your heart. And then you begin to just question whether God is real or whether God is, you know, and you start asking all sorts of questions and things, because the carnal mind will just go off into way la-la land and things like that. It'll just venture into areas that's not good for the believer. You understand that? Because, see, we were flesh, amen? We were born of flesh, and we were flesh, but now we are spirit. And so now the priority is our spirit man. And Jesus said this in Matthew chapter 26, I think around verse 41. I was looking it up earlier. I think that's what it is. Matthew 26, 41. He said, the spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. And so he said before that, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful. So even Jesus breaks down the three components of mankind, body, soul, and spirit, if you will. And the body part, you said, is just weak. The soul is sorrowful, mind, will, and emotions and all, but his spirit was willing to do what Dad required of him. Even though he prayed that prayer, Lord, if it be your will, you know, let this cup pass from me. And then he, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. That was his spirit speaking right there. Thy will be done. Amen. And so if you're not going to lift this thing, I'm going all the way with it. The battle wasn't won when he suspended himself on the cross. It was won in the garden when he prayed through. And then he came out of there ready to go and do what he had to do. And so, anyways, we're still in this body, but we reckon it dead. We consider it dead. We don't cater to the body anymore. Now we live by the power of the Spirit, being led by the Spirit, our spirit is in control. Our spirit is now priority. And so we don't just settle for feeding the body with the natural food like we do on a daily basis. Amen? And if we don't do it on a daily basis, it will let us know you haven't done it today. It'll be crying out, you know. As you fast, it'll be crying out. Everything looks good. Everything smells good, you know. And then the mind just starts to think of stuff. And it's like you're ready to go and take something that you're like, oh, you have to catch yourself because you're ready to bite into it and that kind of stuff. But that's how the body is. But you have to know you're not in control. That's what you do when you're fasting. You're putting that flesh in subjection. You're putting your soul in subjection. You're not governing yourself by your mind, will, and emotions. And I feel this way, and I feel that way, and I feel, I think, I feel, I think, I feel, I think, I feel. And we start going by that. And it's like, no, you start feeding the spirit, man. He becomes the priority. Has he eaten today? Has he been exercised today? Hallelujah. Has he been allowed to rule today? Or have I succumbed to the other components of this triune man or person, woman that I or you are, if you will? It's like, no, I feed my spirit. And my spirit only hungers for the presence of God, for his word. My spirit, it longs to be in the courts of the Lord. It longs to be in the presence of God. When you start getting into the presence of God and you start to feel good, you know, you all of a sudden the presence just overwhelms you and you just, yeah, like this is, I could just stay here forever, oh Lord. And that's your spirit, man, saying, yeah, this is what we, this is how we do it. This is how we roll. This is how we live. This is normalcy for us. And so what happens during that time is we're better equipped to now go out with this body and keep it in subjection. We're better equipped now to go out and keep the mind, will, and emotions in check so that we can be led and driven by the Spirit of God. Amen? Jesus says the flesh don't profit you anything. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. Where is that verse? John 6:63. You might want to look it up and you might want to memorize it. Get it in your spirit. Get it in your soul. the words that I speak to you, they are spirit. They are spirit, then they are spiritual, and they are going for your spirit, not your flesh, because your flesh will immediately react to it, and it hates it. This is the thing about the carnal nature, the carnal mind of man. It hates God, so it hates the word of God. It hates doing godly things. It just wants to go out there and just run and do its own thing. It has its own appetites, if you will. And if we succumb to it on a regular basis, we'll find ourselves in bondage. We'll find ourselves in trouble. We'll find ourselves in a place that we don't want to be and still be locked in there. Can't break the habit, can't break the pattern, can't break the cycle, just addicted to it. It is now my master, if you will. I remember, and I shared it before, and I don't mean it to offend anybody, but I just know how it was for me when I was in the world years ago, as I've said. But I remember, you know, the thing that I did when I did, and I did what others had did, but I did it because I heard a voice. I heard a voice say, anything that's good to you can't be good for you. And I heard it clearly. And so the next morning, I went and got rid of that thing that was so good to me. That, you know, you spend, still responsible paying the bills and all, but, you know, it was only a matter of time before you began to neglect even your responsibility. Because you're submitting to this power, you're submitting to this high, you're submitting to this influence that is not there to help you, not there to bless you, not there to encourage you, not there to lift you up, not there to prosper you, but to suck everything out of you and everything that God created you to be. And beloved, that can be anything. That can be any type of idol. Anything that takes you away from God, it will suck the very life of God out of you. And take away from you what God intended for you. And then give you something that you might think is okay and might think is good. But it doesn't lead anywhere other than to destruction. And so, you know, in looking at that, it's like I got rid of that thing. And I didn't do like others by the grace of God. What do I mean by that? Because others would get rid of theirs. And then the next day they find themselves going back to the shop to go and buy another one of those so that they can continue doing those same things. They were in bondage. They were addicted. They were enslaved. Paul said it like this: to whomever you present yourselves to obey, you are that one slave. As I'm speaking, Dr. Paul said it as well, and I hope I pronounce this word right, but you're like extemporaneous preacher. And he says, and I'm one of those as well. And it's one who can speak simply by the inspiration of God and the word that's already been sown in their heart without having to open the scriptures. Not that we ignore the scriptures, but what we have and what we're speaking is actually from the scripture. And this is how the apostles then preached as well. They didn't have what we have today, the Bible. They had parchments, but they didn't have it everywhere that they went. Paul was still preaching the gospel, even in prison. And he's like, Timothy, bring the parchments with you. Because he didn't have it with him, the physical, but he had it in his heart. But he wanted this in order to continue to read and refresh and receive even greater revelation that God would want to speak to his people. And so with that being said, his thing was, you want to be noble? You want to be honorable? You want to have some kingdom nobility? Then not only listen to the word that I speak, but go home and search the scriptures and see if what I say is so. And if it's not so, then you have an argument. But if it is so, receive the inspiration that comes. Receive the life. Receive what Jesus is trying to impute into each and every one of us. Because again, he's not ministering to our flesh. Flesh and blood cannot even enter into the kingdom. That's Bible too. Flesh and blood cannot enter into the kingdom, if you will. So he's not ministering to the flesh. He's not even ministering to the soul. He will comfort the soul, but he's ministering to the spirit. Because when you're strong in spirit, oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Your spirit will sustain you in sickness. It'll keep you above the sickness. Doctors will say, I don't know how they're alive. But, you know, all diagnosis, all whatever they do, all the examinations said they should be dead. But the spirit is keeping you alive. And it's keeping you alive until your body comes into alignment with what the Word of God says, by whose stripes ye were healed. Finally, that word gets into our, it not only gets into our spirit, it gets into our soul, and it starts to manifest into our body. And we start to confess it, and we don't stop confessing it, because our confession is important. Our confession says we believe. Silence is considered what? Consent. Whatever's going on. And so, you as a believer, God gave you a tongue to speak, and he gave you words to speak. And so you speak that word, and you speak and confess that word. And if your mind is having trouble with it, you keep on speaking and declaring and decreeing it until your mind finally comes into alignment with that word, until it finally gets its understanding that it needs to get. But in the meantime, let it get down into your heart, because once it gets in your heart, then it'll come out of your mouth. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What do I mean? Well, it's reading it, it's confessing it, but when it gets into the heart, it's believing it. And then when it comes, from faith, to faith. So it comes out of a heart of faith unto a God of faith. And boom, things happen for the glory of God. It didn't happen when it manifest. It happened when you prayed. It happened when you spoke it. It just needs to materialize, but you never forget what it is that you have spoken and declared, what it is you have prayed unto God for. Because if you forget about it, how are you going to know? You know, if he does it, you hold fast. Hallelujah. And your reminder is in your thanksgiving. I thank you, Lord. I thank you that you heard me. I thank you, Father, that you have healed me. I thank you, Father, you have delivered me. I thank you, Father, you've given me that job. I thank you, Father, you're giving me that raise. I thank you, Father. I thank you. Why? Because you know he's given it to you. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. And so anyways, you don't want to cater to the flesh. You want to be able to walk in the spirit. Minister Posada, can you put out the offering baskets, if you will? You don't want to cater to the flesh anymore. 2019 is a year where you defeat the flesh. Hallelujah. Yeah. It's the year where you put your soul in subjection. It's not all about that. Other things are going to happen. But that battle between the flesh and the spirit, that battle's got to come to an end. Amen. You know, because having a testimony, you know, I won, but my flesh, that's not a testimony anymore. You know, it's like, no, the flesh rose up, but I put it in check. I put it in place. I did what I was supposed to do because my flesh don't rule no more. My carnal nature don't rule no more. My mind, will, and emotions don't rule no more. My spirit rules. Hallelujah. And my spirit is led by the Holy Spirit. And I'm strengthened. I'm fortified. I'm empowered. I'm blessed. Hallelujah. I'm blessed to be a blessing. I'm going somewhere to let a blessing happen for somebody. Praise be unto God. Are you listening to me? Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Amen. You can bring your offerings before the Lord. Let me open up this iPad. And then we'll be dismissed tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Everybody gave electronically. If you don't have no money, it ain't God's fault. And everybody's silent. Do I always have to give? Do you always want to receive? We like receiving. But that giving is just kind of like, man, I'm trying to do some things and, you know, Praise be unto God. We're all trying to do some things. I hope we are. We shouldn't just be idle, just be existing. We should be on the verge of something great. Tell your neighbor, something good is about to happen. I don't know how many of you praise God. I don't know how many of you saw that Facebook post, but it certainly blessed me when I saw it. Sister Maria put little Manny, because kids be paying attention. They be paying more attention than the adults do. And so it was about 11:30 at night or something like that. They were supposed to be in bed, sleep. And they hear Manny, something good is about to happen. So they're like, whoa, it shakes up the house. And then he says it again. And then he says it again. And then he says, like Apostle says, something good is about to happen. Praise God. Oh, see, a childlike faith. Praise God. And so, something good has happened for the Mays family, and it's going to continue to happen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Come on, Manny, prophesy. Prophesy. If nobody else will, you prophesy, man. Yeah. Praise God. Yeah. Hallelujah. Brother Deontay had an unspoken request. Well, it was spoken, but he wanted it unspoken, but it was spoken. And so, praise God. We got word that they got what they were believing for. I think I'm correct. Am I correct? Well, why y'all sitting back there looking like, oh, baby feeding or something? Praise God. Okay. I'm on TV. I'm on Facebook. No. But how your knee doing? It's doing better? You back to work or you still? Okay, light duty. Praise God. Amen. Well, man, give me a shout. Give God a shout of praise or something. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. Amen. And there's some other good things that are happening. We won't share it with you yet, but we'll share it with you in the near future. But I'm telling you, it's time to move. It's time to step out in faith. It's time to, you know, seize your inheritance. Hallelujah. Praise be unto God. Start living by faith and walking by faith. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because if you don't use it, it's just a waste. But you exercise faith and watch things happen. Hallelujah. What do you got to lose? What do you have to lose stepping out in? Well, it might not happen. Well, it might happen. Praise God. It just might happen. And it's not a might thing in the sense that we go by kingdom principle. It will happen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So, in this battle, I'll just read this to you. Has everyone given? Let's get ready to present this before the Father. Stand to your feet. Just as you have been made to sit together in heavenly places in Christ, according to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6, make situations in your life line up with the Word of God and not the reverse. Making God's word line up with your situation. Speak the word until it manifests. Thank and praise God throughout the process. Watch things turn around for glory and honor of the Most High. As for you and your house, your domain, your sphere of influence, etc., let God's word be the guide, the bar, the standard, your confession, your hope, your very life. How is it done? By implementation, the process of putting a decision or plan into effect. It is execution. And daily practice, do it until it becomes your life. Put God's plan concerning you into effect today. Step into it. Step into it. Step into it. Everybody say, step into it. Step into it. Step it up with your relationship with God. Step into it. Enjoy the relationship that you have with the Father more than any other relationship. The Holy Spirit will guide you there. The Holy Spirit will lead you there. The Holy Spirit will help you to get to that place. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Just go ahead and say, Father, I thank you for the Holy Ghost. I thank you for the Holy Ghost. I thank you for the Holy Ghost who lives and abides in me. Hallelujah. Glory. You want to grow with the increase that comes from God. And that is God expanding his kingdom, his power, his presence, his glory, his might within you. You want God to enlarge your borders and stretch out your tent pegs. You want him to increase, enlarge your territory. And he'll do it from the inside out. Hallelujah. Stop letting ungodly people advise and counsel you with ungodly counsel and advice. Stop hanging out with sinners who won't stop living a sinful lifestyle. Stop listening to people who mock and scorn God, his ways, or his people. Delight yourself in godly counsel, godly living, and godly ways. Feed on God's word day and night, morning and evening, and pray for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Read Psalms 1. How many of you know where that came from? Two people. Okay, three people. Where did it come from? Post. It's what we give you to carry with you. Not just for information, but to feed your spirit. It informs you of what your ministry is doing and what your ministry is all about. But there's also a word in there for you. And again, we thank God, and we aim to be more consistent and make sure that there's a post out there every week, because that's one of the attractions to our website, in addition to some of the other pages. But there are people out there that are hungry and thirsty for the things of God. We were talking about it at QLM, because some things, it comes forth on a regular basis, and people can get easily accustomed, adapted, and just think that, oh, yeah, it's, yeah, okay, you know, here we go. But then somebody else can come in who's never experienced what we experience on a regular basis and be at awe, like, wow. It was Sister Shantavia's sister, and Pastor Lucia can fill in for me, but Sister Octavia, I think either she was saying, sharing with a sister, was they come every year at Christmas time to celebrate with us, celebrate, of course, with Sister Octavia and her family, but they come to fellowship here. And she enjoys the service and all. She knows it's kind of like limited to some way in that we do the Christmas celebration. It's not a bad thing. But when she came that next Sunday and she saw how TFT is, you know, uncut, raw, unreserved, unrestricted, and she's like, yeah, yeah. And she enjoyed it immensely. There's rich treasure here. Yeah, don't ever underestimate that. And let others know what you're receiving. That's why Pastor Lucia has been adamant and diligent in getting us out there in the Facebook atmosphere, at Facebook environment, if you will, for lack of better words. And they're receiving. Brother Robert Vigil, who one of those, he and his wife, they watch regularly now on Facebook Live, Maria. And he received healing in his back, not from being in the house. He received it from being at home, but tuning in by Facebook and received healing and still walking in that healing. And so we don't want to discount what God is doing. We want to increase. That's why you got to step into it. You got to step into the things that we're doing. Step it up and step into it in your relationship with God. And then God may be glorified in all that we do in word and in deed, in Jesus' name. Read your post. That's what it's for. It'll be a blessing. Some of us don't like to read. Then that means we like to be ignorant. But some of us like to read. And, you know, you can read other stuff and be more inspired. But I'm telling you, I'm looking at some of the stuff that the Spirit of God is bringing and through preaching. And then I'm looking at what some of these other ministers are sharing on. And it's like, phew, man, you know, we are not behind in anything. You know, and God just releases the stuff by revelation. Hallelujah. Oh, we'll glean from others in some things, but some of the deeper things of God that come forth, I'm like, praise God. And for QLM, Dr. Cole, he, for these last, well, I think tomorrow will be the last day, but he's been releasing 12 keys of wisdom. And I'm looking and reading, and I'm like, you go, Dr. Paul Cole, because you got it. And how do you know he got it? Because, well, I ain't bragging or boasting, but we got it. And when he's bringing what we're bringing, it's like, you got it, praise God. Because he probably said the same thing about us. You got it. They might be listening to our tapes or something. I don't know. Praise God. Hallelujah. How you doing there, Pastor Lucia? Amen. Stretch forth your hands in faith. Hallelujah. Father. God and Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places, given us everything that pertains to life and godliness. You have not left us as widows and orphans, but you have adopted us into your family as sons. We love and bless your name, and we thank you for this privilege and opportunity, not only as we conclude this meeting for tonight, but to offer unto you the praise, the sacrifices, the thanksgiving of your people, the givings, the freewill givings, the offerings that are in these baskets. Lord, we ask you by the power of the Spirit of the living God to move upon the special request of your people as they have given with expectation, sowing in hope. Those who are casting their seed, casting their bread upon the water. Those who are sowing in faith, believing you for a great and perpetual harvest. Those who are honoring you with their tithes and offerings and gifts of love. Those, Father God, who are just making a statement, bringing a love offering to you because they so appreciate you for all that you do. Those who give with the specific need in mind, Lord God, that you will answer their prayers. You will bless, and no one can curse what you bless. And that the blessing will be more than enough for your people, because that's how you do things. You don't just do enough, but you do more than enough. So that the blessing will be more than enough, that even your sons and daughters in this house will be able to bless others in the process. Father God, we pray for supernatural intervention. We pray for supernatural turnaround. We pray for raises, promotions. We pray for job opportunities for your people in this house, that 2019 will not be a year of going broke, but 2019 will be a year of increase, increase, increase. You are not the God of the decrease. You are the God of the increase. So increase, Lord God. Touch, Father. Put your hand upon their finances. Put your hand, Lord God, upon their lives, and let the glory of God and the power of God and the manifestation of increase be upon them in everything that they do. Father, we pray. Businesses, increase. Multiply. Businesses, prosper. Your people prosper. Those that don't have jobs but need them, give them to them, Lord God. Don't let them be denied. Give them the courage. Give them the confidence. Give them the boldness to get up and do what they need to do to get the job that they need to have in order to provide for their families, provide for themselves, but most of all, support the kingdom of our God and our Christ. Hold no good thing from your people, Master. And we vow to give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise. As a matter of fact, we're going to do it right now in advance. Give the Lord a hand of praise. And we thank you. Bless the offering. We thank you. Bless our finances. We thank you. Prosper us. Prosper us. Prosper us. Prosper us for your glory and your great name's sake. And now the Lord our God bless you and keep you, make his face shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift up his countenance on you and give you his peace. His name be over you and your household, that he may bless you, that you may enjoy the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And above all else, you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers, so that the gates of hell will not prevail against you, but you will triumph, conquer the gates of hell, because you're the church of the living God, pillar and ground of truth. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Everybody